This is Word Fountain Christian Ministries. You are listening to a message from a guest pastor. Be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just lift up our hands even as we pray. Lord, we just want to thank you even in this hour. We give you praise, we give you glory, we want to thank you for giving us even this opportunity, oh God, yes, Father, to listen unto your word. We just pray, oh God, this morning that, Lord, as we open the scriptures and we encourage one another, you and you alone, you will help us. You and you alone, you will impart that wisdom in us, oh God, that, Lord, will be very practical in the things we will do. Lord, we are grateful. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that Lord, you help me even, oh God, yes, Father, as you use me, oh God, as a vessel to, oh my Lord, bless all of us this morning. That Lord, 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 I pray that you take absolute control. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. We may be seated, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give praise and glory unto the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. That's the reason why we are gathered here this morning. Hallelujah. We praise him. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I take this opportunity as well to appreciate our mother in the house, our pastor. Thank you, ma'am, for giving me this opportunity even to bring the word to the congregation this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, the whole of the congregation. You are here to hear what God has in store for us today. Hallelujah. The theme for the month is the riches of his glory, taken from Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Hallelujah. Let's just open to Colossians. Let's read together that part of Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Hallelujah. The Bible says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I looked at this theme and I said, you know, the riches of his glory. You know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Christ, we have everything that we need. And I say, you know, the one who sent Christ, that, you know what, I so love the people I have created. And I still want to relate to them. Will you be happy to go and die for them? He said, here I am, Father. I will go and die for them, that they may be reconciled back unto you, the Creator, again. I said, what is it that he has not given unto us? The Bible records in the book of Psalms 24, verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Psalms 24, verse 1. If someone is there, can you please read for me? Hallelujah. Who is going to be reading for me today? Because we'll be reading a lot of scriptures. Hallelujah. If a mic can be given to one person who can just be reading, that would be great. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 24, verse 1, please. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, everything it belongs unto him. He is the creator, he is the maker, he is the giver of everything. Amen. Hallelujah. In Colossians, I just want to, you know, I want us to ponder on that understanding that the riches of his glory, he is the creator, he is the maker. He is the giver of everything. So you have the right to ask him anything that you want, as long as it's in accordance with his will, as long as it's in accordance with his word, he is able to give it unto you. Why? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You dwell in this earth. Hallelujah. It belongs unto your Father. Because he is the one who created it. He is the one who made it. Hallelujah. So let's have that understanding. And in Colossians chapter 1, from verse 16, where we have our anchor scripture, in Colossians 1:27. But verse 16 and 17, the Bible says, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Amen. And he is before all things. Amen. And by him all things consist." Amen. How powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a Father who has created all things, whether be thrones, whether be principalities, whether be powers. Everything was created by him. And in him all things they consist. That's the one you serve. That's the one you call upon. Amen. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 14, we see the priest of Salem, Melchizedek. He says something there. He said that he is the God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Amen. Hallelujah. In verse 18 of Genesis chapter 14, the Bible says, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth." And in verse 22, we see Abram repeating the same words. "And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth." Amen. He is the possessor of heaven and earth. He is the Lord who has created all things, and in him all things consist. In Matthew chapter 21, where we see Jesus Christ moving, the victorious entry in Jerusalem, we see he sent his disciples and he said, "Go and get a coat for me. And if any man asks you, you tell them that the master or the owner or the Lord needs it." Because he is the creator of all things. What is it that you are asking of that you feel like it's beyond God? In all these places where we are reading, we can see that he is the giver of all things. He is the possessor of heaven and earth. He is the creator, the one who has made you, the one who has made all things that you see today. The Bible records in the book of Genesis that after God has created all things, he looked at everything that he had created. He said, "Behold, this is good. This is beautiful." That's the God you serve. That's the God you worship. In Psalms 115, verse 16, what does the Bible say? In Psalms 115 verse 16, we see the Bible records there that the heavens, even the heavens, they belong unto the Lord. But the earth he has given unto the sons of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The heavens, even the heavens, they belong unto the Lord. But the earth, he has given it unto you and to me to possess. Because he is our Father. Hallelujah. He is the giver of everything. In John chapter 14, he was saying, "Whatsoever you will ask in my name, I will do it." Why? Because I am the one who has created all these things that you have seen. Even you, I am the one who created you. So what is that very thing that is beyond God? There is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Amen. Why? Because he is the creator of all things. He is the possessor of heaven and earth. And his desire is to see you prosper. Amen. His desire is to see you making it in this life. The Bible records in the book of Psalms, chapter 35, verse 27. He said, let them shout for joy who favors my righteousness. Let them continually say, let the Lord God Almighty be magnified, for he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants.
Hallelujah.
He takes great pleasure to see you doing well. He desires every time he looks at you, you say, that is my son, that is my daughter that I have created. It is with great pleasure for me to see them doing well. It is my great pleasure for me to see them are living in abundance. That is the desire of the Lord. In this month of faith and finance, my brother, my sister, I advise you, myself as well included there, let us look unto this creator, the possessor of heaven and earth. And whatsoever we are doing, let us do it with that understanding that we have believed the one who owns everything.
Amen.
We have believed the ones who owns everything. The Bible records in the book of Psalms chapter 50 that even the cattle on 1,000 hills, they are of the Lord. They belong unto the Lord. What wealth, what kind of thing are you thinking of that you can look at and you say, this one cannot belong unto the Lord? You see, the things that God has created, everything he created, say, behold, it is beautiful. And what is happening unto us is the people he has created. We are just discovering the things he has created.
Yes.
The Lord knew thousands and thousands of years ago that there is oil in Ghana. But recently, that's when only men discovered that, even in this place, we have oil.
Hallelujah.
Thousands and thousands of years, God knew that there's diamonds in Zimbabwe. But it's only now that men said, the richest diamonds of this world, they are in this place. All these things that you see and men, they run after, they have been created by the one you worship.
Hallelujah.
And you have a share in it. You know, you have a share in it. It is the will of God for you to live in abundance. That is his will. You have to believe it. You may say, but I am not yet there. You know what? You can ask the shepherd boy. David, he was a shepherd boy. But you know what? His heart was right with God. He was in tune with God. And it is only God who saw that shepherd boy. And he rose him from being a shepherd boy to the king, sitting in the palace. Even the parents, they brought the very, all his brothers, they brought him to king, to the prophet Samuel. And they said, yes, is it this one? Is it this one? He said, no, all of these sons you have brought, Jesse, that's not the one that God has revealed unto me. Do you still have some? Can you imagine your father forgetting about you? Can you imagine your mother? But you know what? That's the reason why we are saying the one you worship. David obeyed his parents. But there is one he continued to look unto. The possessor of heaven and earth. And that's the one who raised him. And he said, you know what? You're the shepherd boy. You are going to be a king.
Amen.
So I speak unto us, all of us who are here. Whether you are a child here,
amen,
and it looks like your parents, they despised you in one area or the other. Or maybe you are still saying, if it was not because of my mother or my father, I will be here. No. You have got a great chance. You have a great chance. Why? Because you serve the mighty God.
Amen.
You serve the possessor of heaven and earth. He is able to raise you up.
Amen.
He is able to lift you up.
Amen.
You know, when Hannah danced unto the Lord, as she was thanking God for what he had done, he said, you are the one, Lord, who raises up those who are from the dust. You raise them up. Look what you have done for me, Lord. The one that I was, he's the one who gives the fruit of the womb. He is the one who does everything. He's the one who heals. Hannah called upon the name of the Lord. He did not call upon Eli. Eli was a representative sent by God. But Hannah knew that, yes, This man has shown me the way. He has shown me the way how to pray. He did not say, pray to me. He said, pray unto your creator, the one who formed you, the one who created you. And Hannah did so. And God was able to hear him. Faith, it moves mountains. It makes things to happen. He is a faithful God. We have seen right from the beginning that he is the possessor of heaven and earth. He is the creator. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything that is in this world, it belongs unto the Lord. Amen. He is the giver of everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We look at another character in the Bible. Why do I always use characters in the Bible? Because sometimes you may look at men that you have been looking upon, and all of a sudden you start to hear different things, and that brings your spirit down. But don't be discouraged, because every time you look in the characters in the Bible, you know, they encourage you. Because if you are to look at them and say, these things were recorded, there must be a reason why God left all other... Were there no other Marys during the time when Jesus was born? There were. But there was some kind of uniqueness with that woman.
Amen.
That's why God chose. The Bible records in the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 4, that these things that were written aforetime were written for our own learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Holy Scriptures, we may have hope. Hope in God. We started by saying Christ in us, the hope of glory. Is he your hope? Everything that was written, it was written for you and me. It was written that every time you look into the word of the living God, you know you are holding life. You know you have life in your hands. In John chapter 6, 63, he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Every word of God, it is spirit. Amen. It is life.
Amen.
Because you know you have it. You know you can call upon him at any time. And he is able to make things work well for you in your finances. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We want to look at the example of King Solomon. The Bible records concerning King Solomon that, you know, he was one of the finest men who ever lived. Why? Because God deposited wisdom in his heart. In 1 Kings chapter 10, we see that story recorded. But there's one thing that really, you know, that stood out for me concerning the life of King Solomon. If we read, if someone can open for me, please, and read. We just want to see that comparison concerning King Solomon, where the Lord was saying, behold, a greater Solomon is here. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, we see Jesus saying that, you know, the queen of Sheba, she will rise and condemn this generation, this generation. Why? He said, because she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear of the wisdom of King Solomon. That God had deposited. You know, the wisdom that Solomon had, it was not given, it was not imparted by any man.
Hallelujah.
He did not receive that wisdom from any teacher, from any lecturer, from any professor, from anyone who is so high in the academic arena. It was God himself who gave that wisdom to King Solomon.
Amen.
The wisdom that, you know, outstanding guys that you see in the word of God, people like Daniel, people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, people like Joseph, you know, the outstanding wisdom that all these people had, it was not given by man. It was given by God. It's God who gave them that wisdom. Hallelujah. Let's open to 1 Kings chapter 10. There are things that we want us to look at there. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. Hallelujah. Amen. And let's continue in verse 21 and 20. From verse 21, the Bible says, "And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came to the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver and ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for their riches and for wisdom." Verse 24, "And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear of the wisdom that God had deposited in his heart." So it was God who deposited that wisdom in the heart of King Solomon.
Amen.
It is God who put that wisdom. Hallelujah. So what is it, that project that you have been contemplating on or that you are doing, and it looks like nothing is working? The Bible says, do not despise the days of small beginning. It was God who put wisdom in the heart of King Solomon. We see when God told Abraham to leave his land and to move to the land that God, he said, "I will show you the land. It is only me who is going to show you the land." The Bible says by faith, this man stood up, this man rose up, and he said, "I will go to the land that God had said, I will show you, a land flowing with milk and honey." That was faith. And as the whole story continues, what kind of blessing can you think of that Abraham, did not have? If we look in the Bible in Genesis chapter 24, from verse 1, the Bible says Abraham was of good age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
Amen.
God had blessed this man.
Amen.
In all things, in everything.
Hallelujah.
That you can think of.
Amen.
God had blessed him.
Amen.
Why? Because it was by faith. Huh? It was by faith. There are things that King Solomon asked of the Lord. He said, "Not all these things, all the kind of things that my father have, I know already you have given it unto him. But one thing that I will ask of you, my Lord, my God, I will ask of wisdom." The Lord said, you are a unique, a different person. You have asked of something that so many people have never asked me. In blessing, I will bless you. I will multiply. I will give you that wisdom by, this man, the Bible records that, he wrote how many songs? 1,000 songs and 3,000 proverbs. If we read the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, the book of the Kings, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, we see that this man was endowed with wisdom from above. It was only God. It can only be God who can do that. So what is it, my brother, my sister? The point we are driving home here is, what is it that you can look upon this planet Earth and you say it's beyond my reach? That you can look upon this planet Earth and you say it cannot be done. Ha, hallelujah. There is nothing, absolutely nothing. The one you serve, the one who you worship, he is the possessor of heaven and earth. Everything, it belongs unto him. It belongs unto him. Follow him.
Amen.
Worship him.
Amen.
With all your heart.
Amen.
We see in Genesis chapter 39, there is a man by the name Joseph. And the Bible records in Genesis 39 verse 9,
that Joseph said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? You see, the man was not concerned about, oh, because he knew that when his heart is right with God, there is nothing that is beyond the reach of the one that he was serving. And because he did that, the Lord favored him. The Bible says even when he was in prison, the Lord was with him. Even when he was out of the prison, hallelujah, the Lord made him the second in command concerning the whole nation of Egypt. In Genesis chapter 45, we see his brothers coming. And you know, they were, you know, crying and all that. He said, don't worry, my brothers. Don't worry. Let's read together there in Genesis chapter 45. Genesis 45. Hallelujah. In Genesis 45 verse 7, the Bible says, and God, this was Joseph, and God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his houses. Amen. And a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? A man that had been thrown in the pit. And once they had thrown him in the pit, they started to eat. They started to celebrate. They had a celebration. Once their brother was groaning in a pit. Can you imagine that? The Bible records in the book of Genesis, in the book of Psalms chapter 2, that why is it that, you know, men, they the wicked, they try all sorts of things. The Lord who sits on the throne, he laughs at them because he knows the purpose and the plan that he has got for you. But it is for you to rise up within the bowels of your heart and say, God, I believe in you. You the faithful God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is looking for you, my brother, my sister. He's looking for me. Where are we? Right within our heart, deep down in our heart, and to say, God, we believe you. Hallelujah. Can you imagine when you are in such a danger and you see all the glory of King Pharaoh? And you know it's your brothers who sold you and all these things are happening, yet you are still holding on unto this God. Regardless of the circumstances and situation that this man was going through, he was still holding on unto God. No wonder why God blessed him. He gave him everything that he needed. He made him a king in a foreign land. Here, you are in a foreign land here. I'm in a foreign land here. The Lord wants to make us kings and priests because that's our position. That's where we belong. In this month of finances, my brother, my sister, hold on unto God. Let your faith and your finances, let them work together. Let them work together in the name of Jesus. The Lord who did it for Joseph, he is able to do it for you. He is a faithful God. He is able to do it for you. As long as you believe him, he will work signs and wonders. Yes, he is able to do it. The Bible records concerning the woman of Zarephath. They did not mention her name there. The Bible just records that, you know, there was a woman of this city by the name Zarephath. And this woman, in 1 Kings chapter 17, we see the prophet of the Lord sending him to say, I have commanded a woman by the city of Zarephath to feed you. Just go there. You know, they are men of faith. They are women of faith. Can you imagine going into that place and you are seeing? You know, sometimes when you reach a place, you know, our human knowledge, our head knowledge, we just say, there's nothing in this land, you know. I mean, there's nothing in this land. So can you imagine the man of God arriving and he sees this woman with his lad and saying, you know what, this is the little that we have. And I mean, you know, when someone is saying this is the little end, you know in the whole land there have been farmers, there is nothing. And you can just tell. But the man of God, because he was, you know, sometimes you need to look unto God, not at your circumstances. But because the moment you continue to look at your circumstances, nothing will change. Your mind will be so filled up with it cannot happen. Your mind will be so filled up with like nothing will happen. But when you look at the situation, you say, this is the last time. Because I know where God is taking me. This is the last time that you know I will experience this kind of life. Because I know where my God is taking me. The woman believed God. The woman believed God and said, yes, at your word, I'm going to prepare the little that is left. Go and read 1 Kings chapter 17. The whole story you will see there. Because she believed, the Bible says, hallelujah, the little of that flour that was left and the oil, they did not cease. Can you imagine that? Every day they were able to feed. Within the three years and 6 months that had been declared that there will be no rain, that there will be famine, this woman was able to feed her family. This woman was able to survive. So even in the little that you have, know that it belongs unto the Lord. Why? Because he is the giver of everything. Everything you have, it belongs unto the Lord. He is able to help you. As long as you continue to believe him, the Lord will continue to provide for you. He will continue to provide for your family. In Genesis chapter 22, we see Abraham there going with his son Isaac to Mount Moriah. Hallelujah. The son is saying, Father, we have got everything that is needed for the sacrifice. But there's one thing missing, Daddy. There's one thing that is missing. Where is the sacrifice? Abraham, by faith, he said, my son, the Lord will provide. Amen. When we get there, the Lord will provide. The Lord will give it unto us, my son. That is faith. When you are looking at your circumstance and it looks like, with my career, I'm not even going anywhere. The Lord is able to lift you up from a man who does, you know, who do this, gutter blocks. When they are blocked, the sewage. He's able to lift you up and make you to sit in an office. Amen. He is faithful. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Yes, he is able to do that. Unless I know there are other people who have passion. Because you know what? In this life, we have been called to different ministries. There are other people who have passion. That is, they desire to do those kind of things. But I'm talking to someone who's saying, Lord, enough is enough. I want to move on because I know you are able. As you are lifting me up, oh God, my finances, oh God, are also being lifted up. And I know I'm able to bring something in your house, oh God, to thank you. Do you know there are some other people who are coming in and are saying, Lord, I am giving this as my tithe every month. Lord, I am giving £150. I'm giving £200. Lord, I want to write a check with six zeros. Amen. I want to write, oh my Lord, a check every day, oh my Lord, with five figures. That is what, oh my Lord, I desire. God is able to do it. There is nothing that is too hard for him. He is a faithful God. As Abraham told his son that the Lord will provide. When they were there on the mountain and the Lord was, you know, had commanded, you know, Abraham to do what he had told him. As Abraham lifted up that knife, the Lord said, I have seen your faith. I have seen that you are a faithful man. Look, right by the forest there, I have, you know, preserved the sacrifice. So don't touch, don't do anything to your son. And Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh. Because he said, at the mountain of the Lord, it shall be provided. Hallelujah. He is a faithful God. That is his desire for you to prosper, for me to prosper. He takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. He takes great pleasure to see you doing well. Elijah, in 2 Kings chapter 6 and chapter 7. Because of time, I will not be able to read that, but you can go and read home. In 2 Kings chapter 6 and chapter 7, we see there was a great famine in the city of Samaria. Why? Because the Assyrians had sieged the whole city of Samaria. And because of that siege, there rose a great famine in the land. And we see people, you know, killing their children to say, today we will feed on your child. I said, oh Lord, when they talk of survival of the fittest, can you imagine? These children have not done anything. But because these people are a bit bigger to them, so they are saying, let's feast the children. I mean, that was terrible. But this is what was happening. If you read 2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 25, we see a great famine arose in the land of Samaria. And one woman came to the king of Israel and he said, King, I need help. I need help. Look what has happened here. This is the situation that we are in. And we see the king saying, you know what? If God cannot help you, I'm not able to help you also. So we see there is a limitation. Even in the kingdoms of this earth,
Hallelujah.
They have limitations. There are things that they can do and there are things that they cannot do. But the king, he covered himself in ashes and he was crying and they say, if God cannot do, then what else, Lord, am I going to do? But there was a man of God by the name Elisha in that land. Elisha rose up, he spoke unto the king, and they said, king, in chapter 7, in 2 Kings, if you read in chapter 7, we see the king, the man of God saying, believe the word of God. By this time tomorrow, he said, a measure of fine flour, it shall be sold for a shekel. And 2 measures of barley, they shall be sold for a shekel right on the gates of Samaria.
Amen.
He said, this is what is going to happen tomorrow. And the servant who have been saying, he said, even if the Lord will open the windows of heaven, I don't think there's something of that sort that is going to happen. The man of God said, because you have said so with your mouth, because you have not believed the word of God, you will see it, but you know you will not eat of it. It is going to happen. And by that time tomorrow, as God has said, yes, there was abundance. There was abundance. Hallelujah. That is the desire of the Lord, to see you living in abundance. He wants you to live well. Because he knows he have already desired to follow him. So eternity, as long as your relationship continues with him, is guaranteed. He knows you will live with him forever and forever and forever. But here upon this planet, whilst you are still here, let your finances go together with your faith. Let them be joined together. And see things happening the way you have believed God. The way you have desired. Believe God and see those things happening. Hallelujah. In John chapter 6, we see our Lord saying unto his disciples, he said unto Philip, these people, they cannot go away. Multitudes and multitudes of people, they cannot go away. We need to find something to give unto them. We need to feed them. Because he is the possessor of heaven and earth. He is the giver of everything. The disciples, they said, oh, it cannot happen. There are people who are around you and they are saying, you know what, we've been in this land 20 years ago. We have been in this land. We came before you. The things you are talking about, we have tried them. They did not work. That's for them.
Amen.
You are a unique person.
Amen.
You are a unique person. There's something unique about you. There's something different about you. There's something that the Lord wants to do with your life. The disciples, they could not believe it. But the Lord said, I am able. Okay, is there anything? Because you know what? There's always something in your hands. One of the disciples says, yeah, there's a lad here with just a lunchbox. He said, okay, bring that lunchbox. He lifted up his eyes. They're lifting up your eyes, lifting up your hands. People of God, you are looking not unto man. Because if you look at your circumstances and your situation, you will not move anywhere. But he lifted up his eyes and he looked unto the Lord. He thanked God. He said, my Lord, my Father, I thank you. He blessed that lunchbox and there was abundance. Abundance is for you. It is for me. As long as we believe him, he is faithful. Let us rise up even as we are going to pray now. He is a faithful God. He is very faithful. He is a faithful God. I want us to pray that our hearts will not be turned away from the Lord. As he is blessing us, our faith and our finances moving together as one, knowing that you will never lack anything anymore. God has given you something in your hands. Use that little that he has given unto you, and there will be abundance. Because he said his desire is for you to lend unto nations. That is written in the word of God. Let us rise up and reach to that level. It's possible. Let somebody say it's possible. Let someone shout it is possible. He is a faithful God. But I want us to read in 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11 in verse 3. The Bible says, we are going to pray that our hearts will not be turned away from God. Because we know the Lord is going to make us to live an abundant life that we have never thought of. Spiritually and physically.
Amen.
In every area of our life. Because I think we have really emphasized on the fact that all these characters, their hearts was with God. They were tuned with God. But King Solomon, after all that God had done unto him, the Bible records in 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 3. And he had 700 wives and princesses and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. In verse 9. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. Can you imagine that? The Lord had appeared unto King Solomon twice. But with all the material things that God had given unto him, finally, it's a sad story. That the king turned away from the master, the one he had called upon, that I just need wisdom. We are going to pray this afternoon that our hearts will not be turned away from the Lord. As the Lord is blessing us, as the Lord is giving us abundance, our hearts will not be turned away from God. Lift up your voice right now and begin to pray that, yes, Lord, my heart will not be turned away from you. I will continue, oh my Lord, to meditate and only upon you and you alone. I will continue to look unto you. You are a faithful God. The things that God you have said you would do, I believe with all my heart that you are able to do it. You are faithful, Lord. We want to thank you, oh Lord, that our hearts will not be turned away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray this morning that our hearts will not be turned away from you. We say we will not turn our hearts away from you. Is there anything that is standing as an idol before us? Is there anything, oh God, that is causing our hearts to be turned away from you? By the precious blood of Jesus, we say, Lord, we reject it. We say we denounce those things. In the name of Jesus, we say our hearts will not be turned away from the Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray. Our second prayer is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29. We see in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 in verse 12, the Bible says, both riches and honor come of you, and you reign over everything. And in your hand is power and might. And in your hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. To make great and to give strength unto all. This was King David. After the blessing of the Lord upon his life. After everything that the Lord had done for him. This man was still desiring to do more. The man was still desiring to do more. The Lord said, don't worry. I have seen your heart, David. I have seen that you so desire to build a house for me. But don't worry about that. Your son will do that job. Your son, King Solomon, he will do that job. And because the man was so zealous for God, he gathered everything that was needed for that temple. He gathered everything. After gathering everything, he still acknowledged that it is not all these material things, though. They are not for me. They don't belong unto me. I know it is of your hand. I know it is you who has given me all these things. And he said, Lord, now one thing, oh God, we are praying for is that, Lord, yes, Father, strength will continue to come from you. Is that, Lord, yes, Father, you, the things, oh God, you have given unto us, we will enjoy them. My son, King Solomon, you will enjoy all these things. He made that prayer. Begin to pray right now. That of everything that Lord, the Lord has given unto you already, and everything that the Lord is putting in your hands, you know it belongs unto the Lord. You know everything belongs unto the Lord. And begin to pray for strength right now. That yes, the Lord will help you. That the Lord God Almighty himself, he will make you great. That the Lord God Almighty himself, he will give you strength at all times. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you. Because you continue to give strength, oh God. Concerning every blessing you have given unto us, oh God. We say, Lord, you will make us greater. You will make the men in this ministry greater. You will make the women in this ministry greater. You will make the children in this ministry greater. You will make everyone in this house of God greater. You will make everyone connected to this ministry greater. Lord, you give strength unto everyone in the name of Jesus. Of everything everything you have given unto us, God, we will enjoy it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we lift up our hands unto you. You faithful God, you are ever faithful. We have seen in the scriptures, O God, that you are the possessor of heaven and earth. We have seen that everything belongs unto you, the earth and the world, the people that dwell therein. Everything belongs unto you. Lord, we just pray concerning, O God, this month of faith and finance, that our faith and our finances, they will go hand in hand.
Amen.
Help us to continue to believe you. We know, Lord, you are able to make great. You are able to give strength. We just pray in the name of Jesus that you will give us strength. That, Lord, yes, Father, you will make us great. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we will look of every word you have given unto us, O God, to encourage us. We will not look at our circumstances, but we will look unto you, O God, the giver of all things. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Give him a clap of
it. Yeah.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.
Yeah.